When it's brought up in a general aspect, everyone will say that the person has freedom of speech and expression in America. However, when that freedom is practiced regarding a topic someone might object to, yeah, that support for freedom of speech suffers a rather severe 180-degree turn, does it not? Sadly, that turn isn't limited to debate and simple disagreement. In the case my next guest is here to discuss, it involves serious, vile threats against a woman and her children. Here with the details is the director of MRC TV, Eric Scheiner. How are you today, Eric?
Good. How are you doing?
And it's mrctv.org. You can find out more about this story and other events and incidents that, unfortunately, too much of the media want you to not know about. And what we are talking about here is TV host, radio host, as well as NRA spokesperson Dana Loesch. And obviously, you say NRA, okay, someone's going to be objecting to something she is promoting or saying, but that objection really crossed the line in this case.
Yeah, I would say it certainly crossed the line to the point that Dana Loesch has decided to move from her home because social media folks that disagree with her opinion that people should have the option to carry a weapon, carry a gun and own a gun, posted her home. They've threatened her. They've threatened her children. They've threatened sexual assault. They've threatened to shoot her, which is interesting, I suppose, if you oppose the Second Amendment and don't want people to have guns. These gun control advocates actually have threatened to shoot her. And she has decided to move herself and her family from her home for their own safety because of this. And this just isn't unusual when it comes to the left. They don't seem to want to have a discussion. They just want to shut down debate.
And this isn't an isolated case and doesn't always happen just to someone in a large spotlight. I spoke a few weeks ago with a sporting goods store, primarily with archery equipment for hunting, and a relative put a photo of a bear that they hunted, and the anti-bear hunt ensemble decided to take out on this shop owner, who was a relative of the bear hunter, and proceeded to harass him on phone, through email, and someone attempted to poison the dog that they had in the store, which I found it rather hypocritical for an animal lover to want to poison a dog, too.
It seems like there's no extreme that they will take, that they won't take to try to get their point across, even if it seems to be contradictory to the point that they're trying to make. The reactions have been extreme, threatening violence. This is a problem, and we've seen this going all the way back to some of the incidents at colleges that try to host conservative speakers. You know, the students get an uproar, and then you have groups like Antifa who say, well, we're going to get violent because your words are violent and your words hurt, so we're not even going to let you speak. And this is the problem when you look at words as weapons that need to be responded to with physical assault. That's not really a rational action to be taking.
And these are some of the threats. You can go over to mrctv.org and see the photo grabs of some of the things that Dana's been tweeting and some of the reactions that she's been getting, too. Not all have been supportive, oh, by the way, and from women in particular, too. But anyway, one person said, as Eric mentioned, she would be hunted down, her cell phone number posted. Someone threatened to shoot her in her front yard. Another posted pictures of her house threatening to, quote, rape me to death. And also, as well, threats to her children. But ironically, though, support came from someone who you might not imagine support for Dana to come from, actress Alyssa Milano, who was anti-gun but is not supportive of lunatics.
Well, Alyssa Milano started that hashtag MeToo in regards to the Harvey Weinstein scandal and sexual harassment and sexual misconduct. And basically, Dana Loesch is saying, well, you know what? Someone that threatens to rape me to death, that throws me in the hashtag MeToo category as well, which she's absolutely right upon. And not only is she using Alyssa Milano's hashtag that's on the internet, the Me Too, Chelsea Clinton stepped up and defended Dana Loesch, saying, you know what, we have to call this out on our side as well. This is extreme. This is unacceptable. A lot of people wouldn't have expected Chelsea Clinton to throw her support in the ring, but she did in this case.
And, you know, think about that, too. People are getting upset over how someone uses a hashtag Is that how far we've come down the ladder now?
Yeah. I guess that's the only answer I have for you. Yes, absolutely. You know, the people getting upset over the use of a hashtag on the internet, resulting in threats of physical violence, that's actually how sad things have become. I mean, that's just the facts.
Well, even people, I saw people on the right, they say, I'm a gun owner, but the fact that you use that hashtag, I'm now against you.
And that's wrong as well. I mean, you got to call out the hypocrisy on both sides. You know, you can use it. I think it certainly applies. It, you know, it's about sexual misconduct and you know, sexual harassment. When you threaten to rape somebody in a public forum, I would say that constitutes sexual harassment. I think most people would agree with that.
I do believe so. We're talking with Eric Scharner, who is the director of MRC TV. MRCTV.org is the website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Not being a psychologist, but I certainly have talked to enough over the years doing the show, I'm trying to just get into the minds of these people. Do you think they just envision, since Dana and others like her, at least in their minds, are promoting violence, maybe even violence against racial minorities? That seems to be the, you know, the NFL knee bending syndrome coming to a whole new level. But anyway, do you think they're so twisted in how they see the promotion of the Second Amendment that to them it equates a violent response and justifies a violent response to anything that Dana and anyone else like that is putting out there?
As you said, it's kind of hard to play a psychologist and understand what's going in on through people's minds when they decide that they need to threaten violence because somebody has an idea that they don't like that they're actually talking about. You know, where that stems from and how they rationalize that, some people point to social media and say, well, people defriend people who have opinions that they disagree with. You know, so people tend to put themselves in these bubbles where they only hear people that they agree with. So when someone publicly speaks out and has an opinion that they don't like, it garners this violent reaction because it breaks that bubble. Some people take that approach. It's really hard to understand why people feel that there needs to be a violent reaction to someone simply discussing ideas.
I've even heard people say, too, when they post something, a violent threat on social media, or if you read a news article and you always read the comments section, someone points something really vile and poisonous, well, I'm just exercising my right to free speech. No, you're not. You're making a threat, and that's illegal last time I looked.
Right, and to make a threat because somebody else is exercising their right to free speech is, again, falls into the irony of it. You know, this person has an absolute right to their opinion. You can absolutely disagree with them, but threatening to actually hurt them, threatening their children, threatening to rape them, that is just simply unacceptable, I think, in any rational mind. But it seems a lot of people, especially on the internet where there's that feeling of anonymity, you know, feel that this is something that they can and should do. Which is disturbing.
There was a case a few years ago, a New Jersey assemblywoman had her child threatened by someone on this is going back a few ways. They used to call them message boards. Now we all use our social media pages for the same purpose. But a judge actually ruled that the person who made the threat had a right to privacy, so the owner of the message board did not have to divulge her identity.
I'm not familiar with that particular case. There you go. I mean, that's it. The person that ran the message board was making an effort to protect the people that are speaking on it. But again, you know, do we need to protect people that are making threats against other people?
Yeah, it's like, you know, put in the platform, if you're running a bar and some drunk gets unruly and threatens to punch someone, I'm the owner of the bar. I'm throwing that guy out.
Right. Exactly. Because why? Because that's the responsible thing to do, and it's the right thing to do. You know, but again, people feel so strongly, especially on issues like the Second Amendment, on pro-life issues, that they feel that this is something that they, will get behind or support, that, well, it's okay because I happen to agree with this person, instead of rationally thinking out and saying, well, you know what, a threat of violence over something somebody says really doesn't make any sense. It is unnecessary.
And it's also why Facebook, Twitter, and the other social media platforms have to be a lot better in their policing, and when someone posts something that's obviously a threat, then that person should never, ever, ever be able to be a part of that social media platform again. How has the media been treating this story? Is Dana finding any camaraderie in the mainstream media, or is this something that, once again, the news media by and large is overlooking?
Obviously, you know, she's spoken out on Fox and she works for the Blaze, so she has access to media outlets to get her side of the story out. But it seems, you know, a lot of the mainstream media, the big three, really aren't showing a heck of a lot of interest in this particular story because it kind of falls in with the allegations of the Clinton uranium Russia scandal. You know, it's not something that they really want to talk about.
If Tom Brokaw gets an envelope with white powder in it, all the press is stopping. We focus on that.
Remember, absolutely.
Remember that about a decade or so ago?
I do remember that. And, you know, again, if it's their guy on their issues, they'll give it a lot of attention. But if it's something, an opinion that they're not in favor of covering and not in favor of supporting in any way, shape, or form, they'll just, you know, put it way to the back or simply, you know, you'll hear crickets. There'll be no coverage at all.
Well, that's one of the reasons why MRC TV is around, because they put the focus on the reality that too many others in the media want you to ignore or be oblivious to. MRCTV.org is their website. He is the director of MRC TV, Eric Scheiner. Eric, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.